Welcome to another episode of Japan Top 10. This is episode 435, Japan Top 10 News Made in June 2022. My name is Lydia, and with me today is...
Shauna. Japan Top
10. In this episode, we're going to be talking about all the latest news about Japanese culture and music. But before we get into it, we have some announcements to do. Once you listen to this episode, we'd really appreciate some feedback. We're trying to determine if there is interest among our listeners regarding these types of episodes. You can visit jtop10.jp and contact us through our social media or email to give us your feedback. Looking forward to hearing from you guys.
Are you an indie band or artist that makes Japanese music and you're looking to be featured on our podcast? You can reach out to our music director, Dean, by sending him an email at dean@jtop10.jp. We may feature you on a future episode, so check out our website at jtop10.jp for more information.
Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts? Do you want to reach up to 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget? Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. Want to hear up to 3 times the amount of songs on this episode? Join our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club, starting at just $1 a month, and support our podcast along with getting more music and insights to Japanese culture.
You can also stream Cain the Angel's debut song, October Wind, on Spotify and on all streaming platforms. And now I think we can just jump right into it. So our first topic for today are headlines from Japan. So one of the top news stories of this month has been that Japan has finally opened its borders, but only to select tourists. So, for the first time in 2 years, we're seeing Japan's borders open. So, beginning on June 10th, tour groups sponsored by licensed travel agencies from about 98 nations are permitted to enter the country with a capacity of about 20,000 people. So, Japan has also classified countries into groups based on risks. So, you have Group Blue, which is low risk, Group Yellow, which is medium risk, and Red, which is high risk. So Group Blue travelers are not actually required to quarantine. So, and as of June 1st, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs also updated its eligibility for foreign nationals who can enter Japan under special exceptional circumstances to include engaged couples. So, you know, if you're looking at visiting Japan and you're part of any of the groups, I think you can start looking into it more seriously because the borders are now open, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's been such a long time since people were able to go to Japan, so I'm pretty sure people are just lining up to go.
I feel like I've spoken to so many people who've just like been dying to like get back or go to Japan, so I think a really good step in a good direction, right?
Yeah, things are looking up. Can't wait for that. In other news, a medical school is forced to pay damages for women applicants because of discrimination. The Tokyo District Court ruled on May 19th that Jitendo University, a private medical university in Japan, discriminated against 13 women who took the entrance exam from 2011 to 2018 and was ordered to pay 8.05 million yen in damages. So that equates to about 62,000 USD. Jitendo University was found to set stricter requirements for women applicants because it said women had better communications and skills and an advantage in interviews. The case comes after a 2018 investigation into another medical school, Tokyo Medical University, which was found to have tampered with the scores of women applicants from 2006 to 2018 to ensure that under 30% of successful applicants would be women. Well, that's terrible, but I'm glad that they're paying damages.
And I'm glad there was an investigation in the first place, honestly.
Yeah, because oh my gosh, that is wrong.
It kind of sucks that it's like it's not even like that late where you see like women being discriminated, but like it's also good that like, you know, there's steps taken in the right direction at some point, right?
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
And in other news, after 12 years since March 11th, 2011, after the Fukushima nuclear power plant disaster, Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has announced that the Japanese government will restart idle nuclear power plants as an effort to be less reliant on imported oil and natural gas. So one of these plants is the Kashiwazaki Kariwa plant in the Niigata prefecture, which was one of the largest nuclear power plants in the world. So in a press conference in London on May 5th, Kishida said that restarting just one existing nuclear reactor would have the same effect as supplying 1 million tons of new liquid natural gas per year to the global market, and that the Japanese government aims to achieve carbon neutrality by 2050. So as citizens are growing concerned about, you know, global warming and rising energy costs, part of Japan's sanctions against Russia, nuclear energy may once again be a major source of the country's energy supply. So, I mean, there are obvious pros and cons to, you know, getting into nuclear energy again.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like to some extent it's a step in the right direction if it's handled well.
Yeah, especially if you want to be less reliant on oil and natural gas. I mean, there are other methods, right?
I mean, the entire shift to like more eco-friendly products is always a good one, but a dangerous game when you're playing with like nuclear energy.
Yeah, for sure. And speaking of all the change that's happening, there's also a lot of rising food costs in Japan. Take two. Over 10,000 food items will have their price increased by an average as a result of rising material costs and the depreciation of the yen, according to a survey by credit research firm Tenkoku Data Bank Limited. 105 major food manufacturers raised prices on 6,285 products, with plans for additional price hikes for 4,504 products starting in July. The cost of wheat and crude oil have increased in supply chain issues with COVID-19 pandemic and sanctions on Russia, the world's largest wheat exporter, after the invasion of Ukraine. Alcoholic beverages are expected to have a 15% price hike, and the food of processed foods is expected to increase by 14%. Oh wow, that's a lot actually. I think over around the world, food prices are hiking up. Like, I don't know about you, Shauna, like I am paying more for my groceries.
Oh, definitely. Like, there are so many other factors at play as well, but like definitely like the shift in like the world scenario, mm-hmm. stuff like that has added to the sort of tension that exists mm-hmm. already. So, you know, the fact that like I didn't really think too much about like, you know, the external or the repercussions of, you know, Russia invading Ukraine, therefore most countries, you know, so taking a stance, and you know, so it's kind of weird to see the chain reaction of multiple things in like something as simple as a food cost. But I mean, it's important stuff to think about, right?
Yeah, for sure.
On a lighter note, we're gearing up for Expo 2025 in Osaka.
As of May 31st, 115 countries have confirmed their participation in Expo 2025 Osaka, Kansai, Japan.
So the expo is set to be held in Yumeshima, which is an artificial island that is due to be completed just in time for the event. So I'm assuming we'll see an inauguration of Yumeshima at that time. Expo 2025 will be held for a 184-day period from April 13th to October 13th, 2025, with an estimated 28.2 million visitors. So the concept for the expo is People's Living Lab, a laboratory for a future society. So it includes innovative technologies such as IoT, AI, robots, and big data as a means to test out new social infrastructure. It's honestly so
Whoa.
Cool seeing like the sort of developments like we've made.
Yeah,
right? It's
just an artificial island? Wow. Oh,
It is insane.
I guess we're going to find out in 2025 what's going to happen with all these big changes.
Hey, at least I have something on the bucket list, right? 2025.
Hey, yeah. That's so cool. You can be like one of the millions of people.
28.2 million visitors.
I mean, not everyone can go. That's not the whole world's population, so.
Yeah, I don't doubt that a lot of people will try, though.
Definitely, for sure. But it'll be interesting to see what they show at the expo.
Oh, definitely. No doubt, like, leaps and bounds in technology and, like, science.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. And speaking of things that are interesting and exciting, we have to introduce our first song, which is Deaf Nian with Tarantula. Released on April 27th, 2022. Deaf Nian is a solo project of Hoshikuma Minami that she started in December 2021. Hoshikuma is also the lead vocalist of the girl group Wagamama Raikia.
Tarantula is Deaf Nian's second single after her hit Illumin in December 2021.
The track includes vocals from Gaku Taura, from metalcore bands A Ghost of Blair and Crystal Lake, and mixed and mastered by Cody Stewart from The Browning. This song was intense. It's like, you can definitely hear the heavy metal. And,
oh, for sure. Definitely, like, it's for your metalheads.
Yeah. It's interesting, though, like, the way they filmed the music video and kind of the local streets of Japan's like food market, and they're just jamming away to their song. It's really cool.
It was a very nice, like, sort of very realistic. Also, I felt like it was mildly, again, with, like, you know, Japanese music videos, a little contrast to the music video and the music.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on the contrast aspect. So check it out if you guys are into metal music.
Definitely. And now with that, like, lovely little break, let's head into our second topic. So now we're going to head over to Otaku News. So in this month's Otaku News, let's first head into gaming. So the first gameplay trailer for Final Fantasy 16 from Square Enix was released as part of the PlayStation State of Play 2022 on June 2nd. Of this year. So, I mean, something really excited that something that really got a lot of gamers going. And the game is slated to release in the summer of 2023. Final Fantasy 16 takes place in the world of Valisthea that is protected by mountains known as Mother Crystals, but a blight, which is a kind of contagious disease, is prompting six factions to go to war. So, gamers, this is something that's, I mean, an interesting thing to look forward to, right? PlayStation's really, yeah. They really ran that Final Fantasy series well.
We're up to 16. In other news, Capcom announced during the PlayStation State of Play that a Resident Evil 4 remake will launch on March 24th this year. The remake will feature cinematic-style graphics and a darker atmosphere.
I don't know about you, but Resident Evil 4 was easily one of my favorite. I really love the characters they brought in.
I never played the game. So are you excited to play it?
I actually am. I really like the old graphics too, but I'm kind of excited to see what they do.
Oh, you got to tell me more about that later. Because the remake seems to be going to be much more darker.
And in other news, Stray is an upcoming third-person adventure game by Blue 12 Studio, and it's scheduled for release on Microsoft Windows, PlayStation 4, and PlayStation 5 on July 19th this year. So players get to take the role of a stray cat trying to return to its family in a world of robots, machines, and viruses. A drone companion translates the language of the robots and stores items found throughout the world. I'm kind of excited to play this. I've always wanted to be a cat.
Now you can be.
Video games really making dreams a reality.
For sure. That's enough about games. Let's get into anime news. The second season of Made in Abyss, also known as Made in Abyss, Densu Jitsu no Ogonkyo, The Golden City of the Scorching Sun, will be released this summer on July 6th based on the popular manga by Tsukushi Akihito. The anime will feature Azuna Riko's Katachi and Myth and Roid's Endless Embrace.
Really excited for Made in Abyss, and talking about another anime that we're excited, I'm really excited when I saw this one, but so Tokyo Mew 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 is set to debut on July 6th this year. So the original manga was published from 2000 to 2003 and inspired a 52-episode animated series known as Mew Mew Power in the United States. Tokyo Mew Mew was created by writer Yoshida Reiko and artist Ikumi Miya. Ikumi passed away earlier this year, and the duo wrote the short manga Tokyo Mew Mew 2020 Return in Feb 2020 to mark the return of the franchise. The anime will mark the 20th anniversary of the manga and the 65th anniversary of Kodansha Nakayoshi's magazine. So this was one of my first anime, so again, like, kind of excited.
Gosh. Yeah, such nostalgic.
Definitely.
It's kind of a tongue twister. Mew Mew Mew.
I mean, they really bought into the entire, like, cat aesthetic of it. I'm like, excited for, like, some of the stuff that's coming out this year, so honestly.
Yeah, we got the kind of anime releases are stacked this year, so there's so much to watch and keep you busy. And you know what else you guys should check out? It's our second song of the episode with Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, Massive Core, which was released on November 30th, 2019. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas is a post-hardcore and electronic core band from Kobe that formed in 2008. The band consists of members So, Minami, Taiki, Tomonori, and Tetsuya.
Massive Core was released as part of their latest album, Hyper Toughness, released in 2019.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas has toured with Fall Out Boy and is a frequent guest at Summer Sonic Festival. Their music has been featured in several anime such as Hunter x Hunter and Parasite. Wow, this song, man. Yeah.
Again, hitting with a little hardcore sort of, like, you know, vibes, but I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I thought it was very interesting, and it's a lot of lights that are going on. It's like a bit chaotic.
Oh my god. Not for the lighthearted, for sure.
No.
But I mean, if we're gonna talk about music, let's head into the news of what's happening in the world. The rock band Old Codex disbanded on May 31st, 2022. The band's last track ran for the second installment of the film Free, The Final Stroke. The group was known for their songs for Kuroko's Basketball, Free, and God Eater. So vocalist Suzuki Tatsuhisa, who went by the pseudonym Tattu, was the subject of a scandal last year. And it involved vocalist Lisa. So I'm really kind of sad to see, you know, a band disband. But I'm really excited. Like, hopefully we see the return of some of the members. But I mean,
oh yeah, it kind of sucks that one member's actions resulted eventually in the band's disbanding. But hopefully, maybe the other members will go on and continue their music adventures, like you said. But I remember this was like really big, what happened with this scandal last year. Like, everyone was like, what the heck? Oh my gosh. But you know who hasn't disbanded? Perfume. So that is the trio Perfume. They are set to release their new album, Plasma, on July 27th. Singers Kashiyuka and Aitan have changed their hairstyles for their new release. The new album will feature Saisei, the theme song of 2019 film Shinjiso no Satsujin, Flow, the theme song of NHK Mina no Uta in April and May, for a total of 12 tracks. Ooh, that sounds exciting to listen to Perfume. I am looking forward to that.
Same here. Also, it's really cute that, like, you know, you change your hairstyles for, like, a new release. I really like the entire, like, you know, rebranding of looks. Sometimes I think people do it really well.
Yeah, because they had their same hairstyles for how many years? It's going to be a shock.
And if we're going to talk about groups that we're excited for, idol group Gang Parade, or Gyambare, as their fans call them, released their compilation album Welcome to Gang Parade. So it had updated vocals from their 13 new member lineup. So they're also going to release a new single on July 13th. So that's something to look forward to.
So many things coming out this year. And speaking of releases, let's talk about the top 5 releases out in May and June 2022. So coming at number 1, we have Yoe Soba with Sukida from May.
So next we have Suzuki Minori with their song Broken Identity, which was released on June 1st, 2022.
Coming at number 3, we have Eve with Boto, which translates to Mob, and that was released on May 23rd, 2022.
Fourth, we have Kenshi Yonezu with his song M87 or M87, which was released on May 13th, 2022, and it was the theme song for Shin...
Nissi, the stage name for Takahiro Nishijima, with his song Tripping, which was released on May 17th, 2022.
So, I mean, if you haven't heard these songs, you have now a list to, like, sort of check out. And if you have, I mean, these are clearly very popular ones. I have heard Yoa Sobi and Kenshi Yonezu. I think I've heard Eve's song Mob. I have not heard some exciting.
Yeah. Go.
And talking about songs that, you know, we should go ahead and give a listen, let's head into our next song for this episode, which is Wednesday Campanella with her song Orihime, released on April 27th, 2022. Wednesday Campanella, or Suiyobi no Campanera, is a group formed in 2012 that combines EDM, J-pop, and hip-hop genres into their music. Orihime, released on the group's digital EP, Neon, on May 25th, 2022.
The group's songs often combine historical references and culture, folklore such as Genshin Han, Aladdin Kamehameha, Orihime is a classic tale of star-crossed lovers Orihime and Hikoboshi that inspired the July Tanabata Festival in Japan.
This is a cute song, still in line with, like, you know, some of the songs that, you know, you've, like, the music we were listening to before, a little bit on, like, a mixture of, like, EDM and, like, hip-hop, pop sounds,
yeah,
for sure. But I kind of liked it.
I really did. It's definitely different from the music and the metalcore music that we heard
earlier.
This one's a lot more cuter, like you said.
Definitely cuter, but you can still hear the sort of notes when we, like we can hear the EDM undertones to it for sure.
Yes, yes. You got, like, those EDM mixes and instrumentals too.
Yeah. It was a really cute crossover if you talk about, like, history and EDM to, like, diametrically different.
Oh, yeah. Now that you mention it, the contrast is there.
It's a cute song. I really enjoyed it.
And it's time to go on to the next topic, which is seasonal news. So we're going to be discussing some of the festivals and holidays in Japan. The first festival is Children's Day, which is celebrated on May 5th in Japan. It's also known as Kodomo no Hi or Tango no Seku. It's of young boys. Young boys. For girls, that day is celebrated on March 3rd, also known as Hina Matsuri. Streamers and displays of samurai figures, helmets, and armor can be seen in people's homes. The Japanese iris Hanashobu grows in the spring and resembles a samurai helmet. Its sword-like leaves are given to young boys as gifts to use in baths, and the flower symbolizes the warrior spirit.
That's a cute, like, you know, little thing, the Hanashobu.
Yeah, the flower is very pretty. It reminds me a bit of an iris, but it definitely has its own distinct petals.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, same family, I'm assuming, because it's like just a Japanese variant of the iris.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Jenna, I wasn't paying attention. Okay, I'll cut that out.
Something else is that May to July is considered the rainy season, or tsuyu in Japan. So it signals the beginning of summer. Ume, or plums, begin to ripen, and you see hydrangea flowers, which is ajisai, begin to bloom. So hydrangeas come in pink, purple, blue, and white. And one of the most famous places to see them is Yatadera Temple in Nara, where there are 60 species of the flower and as many as 10,000 blossoms dedicated to Jizo Bosatsu, a bodhisattva who holds a wish-fulfilling jewel thought to resemble a hydrangea. So, I mean, I love the flower, hydrangea. So, you know, I wish I could go to, like, you know, see the flowers in bloom.
You can when you go to your trip to the 2025 Expo.
Yeah. I mean, just plans piling up.
What are you going to do? Oh my gosh, you have so much time to plan. You still have, like, 3 years.
The inner, like, like maniac in me that like likes lists and orders just screaming with joy right now. 3 years to plan a trip? My God.
That's gonna be one. All right, let's dive into our fourth song of the episode. We have Asian Kung Fu Generation, You to You, featuring Roth Barton, and this was released in March 11th, 2022. So You to You is featured on Asian Kung Fu Generation's 10th album, Planet Folks, released on March 30th, 2022.
Asian Kung Fu Generation, or AJIKAN as their fans call them, formed in Yokohama in 1996 as a college band. They're influenced by Western alternative rock such as Weezer, Oasis, Radiohead, Smashing Pumpkins, and Beck, as well as Japanese indie and punk rock. They've enjoyed worldwide commercial success, in part due to their contributions to anime themes for Naruto, Fullmetal Alchemist, and Erased. International fans petitioned for their 2004 album, Solfa, to be released internationally, and it was eventually released by Tofu Records in 2005.
They were awarded Best Respect Artist at the Space Shower Music Awards 2022, which is given to artists who have made significant contributions to Japanese music.
Asian Kung Fu Generation has recently started their 25-day national tour for Planet Folks, and it's going to continue until November. So if you're in Japan, that's something to look forward to.
Wow. Asian Kung Fu Generation has been around since forever, and I'm surprised that they're still releasing good and solid music. Yeah. Yeah. This is another song to listen. Fun news stories from Japan. And in other news, we have some fun news stories from Japan. The first news story is about donating to Kyotango for your own kanata. Furusato Nozen, or Mechanism, take two, is a mechanism introduced by former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe under which Japanese residents can donate to a municipal or prefecture of their choice. In exchange for a donation, residents will receive a tax deduction and a gift from the region such as crab, wine, pottery, and other local specialties. This year, the Smithy Nihon Genshosha in Kyotango, Kyoto is offering custom-made kanata forged by three swordsmiths in their 30s who studied under Yoshino Yoshihara, a renowned kanata maker. The required donation is 3 to 5.5 million yen, which is about 23,000 to 43,000 USD.
Hey, if you have that money and, you know, you have the time and you live in Japan, clearly it's a hometown tax. You have the option of lots of, like, sort of restrictions on it. But, hey, I mean, owning a katana is pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it can be a nice display piece. Hopefully you guys don't
use
it.
The new trend is going to be like walking around with a katana that you got from your contacts.
And you know, that is so cool.
Yeah, I mean, talking about trends, something that's recently gone pretty viral is the Tokyo Cafe that prevents you from procrastinating. So Manuscript Writing Cafe in Tokyo's Koenji neighborhood is an anti-procrastination cafe. Only patrons with looming deadlines are permitted to use the cafe, and they're not allowed to leave until they've completed their goal or the cafe closes. So some of the tasks the cafe's website suggests are translation work, copywriting, proofreading, project planning, and manga illustration. So when checking into the cafe, visitors can indicate their name, work goal, and how intensely they would like the staff to check on their progress. So like your spice levels, you have mild, normal, or hard. So at mild setting, the staff will ask customers about their progress towards the end of their stay. The normal tier involves staff reminding you about every hour, and the hard tier prompts staff to remind patrons every 10 minutes to keep working. Staff will also hover around you to ensure that you're at your product. The cafe displays the work cards of previous customers who have successfully completed their work to motivate new guests with A++ and sunflower drawings written by the staff. So I mean, if you're in like the Koenji neighborhood in Tokyo and you have work to get done, the anti-procrastination cafe is somewhere to head to, right?
I feel like this is such a genius concept. They need cafes like this around the world because
honestly,
I procrastinate a lot.
I both love and hate the idea. I like my cafe to be peaceful. And like, I'm just imagining sitting there like drinking a cup of coffee and like, the reason I go to cafes is to procrastinate. So it's like, where do we draw the line between good and bad?
The anti procrastination cafe.
I'm starting it. It's a solid business idea.
So Tamagotchi has released its own Spy Family edition of popular Handheld Tell, in which you can take care of Anya as she enrolls in Eden Academy, feed her peanuts, play dodgeball, and play word-matching mini-games with her. Unlike regular Tamagotchi, she will not die if you neglect her needs, but simply run away from home temporarily. Spy Family Tamagotchi will go on sale on December 17th.
So that's where my money is going this year. Chopsticks. So Shanghai Donya released new LED gaming chopsticks on May 26th for 580 yen. And it's on sale at Dospara locations and online. So these glow-in-the-dark utensils come in 9 different colors and can be detached from the LED for easy cleanup. So I mean, you want to eat in style? You got your gaming chopsticks. Everyone's eyes are turning.
Yeah, all you need are chopsticks and you can see your food clearly.
Also, I don't think I'm the only person who's thinking of lightsabers.
Oh my gosh, it does look like mini lightsabers.
I mean, honestly,
that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, hey. May the force be with you.
Okay. Oh my gosh, that's good. And speaking of spending your money, you need to earn money to spend that around. So what if you could get paid to walk around? Visitors to Tokyo may be familiar with trucks that blare advertisements on large television screens, but now pedestrians can become their own walking advertisement with Wana Technologies for 1,200 yen
char,
and put a special char backpack with a iPad-sized screen on the back. The app will play commercials while you walk around. Oh my gosh! Wow, this is genius.
Easiest job ever. I don't doubt there are difficulties, but honestly, I want to be a walking advertisement. Honestly, like,
it's easy money. You're gonna walk anyways.
Watch every single like student in Japan like just walk around with iPads now. This is just like, I'm gonna start the trend here, like for me, and I'm just gonna like just leave my house with like something playing on the back. Who knows? Someone sponsor me. Like, that is...
You're going to be rich in no time. Someone sponsor Shanna right now.
I have the iPad. I will do it. I will walk around for you.
She's ready. Only for, I don't know what your rate is, but you better charge high, girl.
know my value. And if we're going to talk about, like, you know, things that, like, are, like, fun and, like, interesting, let's go to Man With A Mission with their song Into The Deep, released on June 1st, 2021.
In Colorado, you can legally gamble in Black Hawk, Central City, Cripple Creek, and licensed online sports betting. Protect our communities. Learn more at PlayLegitCO.com. A message from the Colorado Division of Gaming. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Man With A Mission is a rock band consisting of members Tokyo Tanaka, Gene Ken Johnny, Kamikaze Boy, DJ Santa Monica, and Spear Rib.
Into the Deep was featured in the Japanese release of Godzilla vs. Kong and featured on their May 25th, 2022 album Break and Cross the Walls 2.
The band members all wear wolf masks when they perform and started their career performing at live venues in Shibuya. They organized their first American tour in 2010 at nightclubs in LA. So after the release of their debut album Man With A Mission in 2011, they went on to perform at Summer Sonic in Japan and Japan Expo 2012 in Paris, France. They have since toured the US, Canada, Mexico, and performed with American artists such as Jimmy Eat World and Stone Sour.
Their music has been featured in several anime such as Log Horizon, The Seven Deadly Sins, Golden Kamuy, and Vinland Saga.
I really liked this song. I mean, I enjoy like rock music, mm-hmm. even metal music. So these songs so far have been right up my alley.
This is a rock song.
Yeah, this You're is. Right. This was fun to listen to.
It was so catchy. And seeing those people wear wolf masks while they perform, that's crazy.
Unique. I mean, it's an interesting watch.
Yeah. That's it for this episode. We hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And it was so much fun looking into the different types of technology, new music, new anime and games are coming out. This year is jam-packed.
Definitely. I mean, there's something for everyone. So it was really exciting to have a sort of deep dive into what's going on.
Yeah, and let's just give a sneak peek of our next episode. In our next episode, next week, we'll be featuring a brand new Cultures episode all about Japanese religion. Stay tuned for more.
And with that, I guess we're signing off.
Yeah, thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye.